gratitude is definitely just one of the heart that facilitates spiritual growth. If you can be grateful, you can transcend your own little concerns, your own little desires. You can also come out of a mood and see the bigger picture in your life. But you can also, when you are grateful to the Lord, see and act upon your true purpose of life. To enter into this feeling of gratitude, there are two things which should be done. First of all, you need to acknowledge that something is given to you, something of value, which you can be grateful for. For instance, your health, or the very fact that you are alive, or that it's warm around you and you have food, or that there are certain blessings in your life. Acknowledging the receipt of something of value in your life is the first step in gratitude. You need to know for what you are grateful. And the second has to do with expressing your gratitude. It's when you go outside. And the first, you go inside and check what has been given. You go around, make an inventory. Father, last year I had this experience for which I'm grateful. I went on pilgrimage. Or I could help someone. Or last year, something became clear to me. Last year, the year which is behind us, I received a blessing. And then the second is to express gratitude. I want to now request you to sit straight, to take a few deep breaths, and go through the highlights of your last year. What happened that was good? Is there something, a moment or time, for which I can be grateful? Thank you. to express your gratefulness to Krishna. You can either look at the photo which is there on the left side of the altar, or you can just look into your heart. Express it silently through the inner voice.
Hare Krishna. Amen. Thank you.